Ding dong. Hello?
This is the Basics Guide to Women's Wrestling, your best source for women's wrestling commentary and recaps, and your number one, probably, Bailey podcast. I'm your semi-basic host, Liz.
I'm Joseph.
And, yeah, we had a very Bailey-filled week with her appearing on both shows, starting with SmackDown and laying it. but, yes, this is your Extreme Rules preview, because it's this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're back for that. So, yeah, what are you thinking so far, like, going into this weekend?
I honestly don't know. I'm catching up from vacation and a bunch of shit, and there's a bunch of wrestling that I've missed from the last couple of weeks. So I'm just glad that Bailey's here and keeps being a presence. And it was definitely a week for people finding the dogs in them, I will say that much.
What do you mean? Like damage control or? No. Oh, you mean anybody who went up against damage control?
All around wrestling, yeah. Actually.
Yeah, yeah, very fair. Okay, well, let's start with SmackDown. Shotzi's back. She brought her TCB tank.
That shoots pyro now.
Oh, my God. It is upgraded.
She's going to shoot a fan, like, right in the face or something. Like,
well, if you notice it.
It just seemed like such a bad idea to do with... Whatever, I'm sure it was safe, but
I was gonna say, if you notice, she's not shooting pyro from the tank. You know that, right?
That was the shot.
Like,
I didn't notice that.
Like coming from the lights, like that's where the pyro was. They're not gonna just let her start shooting in the middle of an arena
in that quick thing right now. That's what I'm saying. It seems dangerous.
She probably like shot a glow up Nerf football or something.
It seemed like there was something in there that wasn't normally like the missile that she used to shoot or whatever. It just turned
definitely
turned
smoke
it into a t-shirt
for sure.
Cannon.
Yeah, huh?
It just needs to be a t-shirt cannon. People love getting shirts and Shotzi's a face, and then she could turn it into like, I don't know, moldy fruit whenever she's a heel. Shoot that at people.
She should get a t-shirt gun though. Like have a TCB cannon. So she has her TCB tank, and she can have a TCB cannon, and like, yeah, like you could market that and sell those.
But shoot it at all the people wearing Bailey shirts.
It would just be like it would just be a Nerf gun, is all. But she would shoot out her T-shirts, like her own T-shirts. That's what she could do anyway.
Full power potato guns shooting Shotzi shirts at damage control fans, knocking the heel. Favoring out of them.
Okay, so I know that like Shotzi is just going up against the bullies that is damage control, right? So that's why she had this match against Bailey. But it was fun because Corey rightfully pointed out that Shotzi's just chaos. You can't really plan for a match with her because she's going to come at you from all sides, which she did. And yeah, Bailey was like a little rocked throughout the match, but she still beat her. Yeah. I guess that rose plant is very dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have been pointing out how SmackDown's women's division is just like whatever thrown together, and
I think it is
very much the case, but it goes back to the champion. Like that division is in shambles.
Well, I was gonna say I think it is, but I think them pushing Shotzi the way they are, like they should have been doing this
yeah,
whole time.
Yeah, they have all the pieces. And what I'm looking forward to actually is the season premieres of both shows, which I
believe
is
so consider this
Friday.
Your season finale.
Yeah, so Friday and then Monday are going to be the season premieres. And really, that's like Triple H just taken over fully at this point because he doesn't need to have any of the other storylines that he has. So I wonder what he can do with these women. And they're all pretty talented, other than like the very top, which are Shotzi and Ronda.
Well, it's funny because are you talking about Liv and Ronda? You mean Liv and Ronda?
Liv and Ronda. That's what I mean. Yes,
it's funny because I was thinking like, well, man, we haven't seen Natalya in a while. I guess we really are like going down a different path here. And then Ronda had her match with Natalya.
And TJ's like, no, no, hold on.
We need some Natty. We're missing Natty here. It wasn't a bad match, though. It's just very, okay, Ronda works well with Natty, so I guess let's just do it. So, I mean, technically, it's a very good match, but, like, what purpose does it serve other than highlighting Ronda?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's the last couple of weeks in total, but congratulations to Ronda for moving out of the basement of my women's WWE women's power rankings. However many weeks since she signed, she's been at the very bottom by like a landslide.
Yeah.
She's finally moved one above the bottom position, and Liv Morgan.
You really dislike
move
Liv.
On down. God, this. I mean, this division is going nowhere fast because of her. Like, she's a roadblock that for some reason they kept the title on, even though 10 Twitter accounts are seem to be the only fans of hers. And don't get me wrong, like, they are very vocal. I see a lot of Liv love on Twitter, but that is it. And she hasn't been able to, like, keep any sort of engagement. I don't know any fans who are actually, like, stoked for this. And they're going to main event on Saturday? Like, I don't know. If
it's funny
Ronda's
because
outdoing her is the problem.
Yeah, well, it's funny because, like, every time I introduce, like, women's wrestling to anybody, especially the male population, you bring up Liv and it's always, who's that? So I get it. I get the appeal of Liv. But, yeah, again, like, there's no staying power with her. So, especially whenever you see people, like, that can actually work.
Yeah.
Because, like, they had a confrontation, Liv and Ronda. And, you know, she talks about how
Ronda's going to take. And this is last week where she, like, came out, trying to prove how badass she is.
Yeah,
like,
and that's why she's, like, she's trying to tell Ronda, like, you need to, like, you're going to respect me. I'm, like, this badass. Like, look, I can brawl against you. I will jump off this ladder. But, like, it's still, like, aw. That's cute. Like, but no, like, it's just, I'm not buying it. I'm just not buying it. And we had a conversation too, like, this past week about how I don't know what Liv's angle is. Is she, like, you were saying, like, you get Harley Quinn. I don't even know what I get from watching her. It's, like, so all over the place. It's not quite badass. It's not really a baby face, but she's also a crybaby, but at the same time she's a champion. It's just, like, not a fun juxtaposition.
And this is what all these people, like, vocal people wanted. I just don't get it. And then they, like, blame it on the booking, and you can only blame the booking so far, especially because, like, I mean, almost everywhere else in WWE the booking has taken a notable step forward.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, nothing else on this show has stagnated or become worse.
Yeah.
Except for the SmackDown Women's
title
picture.
Unfortunately. Yeah, and, like, that's why, again, you're having a rando match with Natty and Ronda, but what's fresh and seems to be moving forward is this match with Shotzi and Bayley, which also, again, is kind of rando, but you're getting a story from Shotzi that she's just like, I'm here because, like, yeah, I'm going to take care of business. And, like, even if it's a recycled, like, trope of I'm going to take out the bullies that are messing around here.
They did also make a point on Friday, and AEW did the same thing of, like, travel was impacted because of the hurricane.
Yeah, but even then, like, the way that they've been pushing Shotzi the last few appearances
totally.
Is
and
just like it's kind of reintroducing her.
Yeah.
It's reintroducing her to everybody. Like, this is what she was supposed to be. This is, like, what she's really like. Look at this badass tank, and everybody loves it. Like, it's so
and
easy to get,
like,
people to follow her.
Gimmicky, like the protector way thing that, like,
Xylee
was, which she badly needs a repackage too.
Yeah. Yeah, hers was, like, literally, I fight bullies
right in,
like, the halls.
And, like, she had another video on Twitter where, like, there was a, like, masseuse working her, and she was talking about, like, where she was defending some people, like, in real life. And, like, that's cool. Like, I get that you wanted that to be your angle, but it obviously didn't work. So let's try something else. Because
yeah.
She had stuff working in NXT.
Honestly, like, put her up against Ronda. Like, them showing off their martial arts skills was really cool for
yeah.
the little bit of the gauntlet match that
sure.
they did.
It would definitely bring a spotlight to
her. Yeah. So at the end of Bayley and Shotzi's match, Bailey wasn't done with Shotzi. She started laying her in between a ladder. She sandwiched her in a ladder. And then Bianca came out to her rescue. And then Bianca and Bailey got into it. It looked like Bailey was going to put Bianca through the ladder with her rose plant. But then Bianca lifted her. And, like, this is where I get the, oh, is Bailey going to go into Extreme Rules, like, looking strong, looking not, like, because it's usually an indicator of who's going to win at that pay-per-view. And in this case, it's kind of like a draw. Like,
I don't think that's going to be the case.
I really don't think so either.
But we'll see. Well, but that wasn't even the end of it.
Because.
That's not the go-home show.
Yeah, I was going to say, because on Raw.
We still have two more
and then
to
there's
go.
Still SmackDown like this week. But on Raw, Damage Control just, like, inflicted a ton of damage on everybody, got the last laugh, and yeah, they were literally, they closed out that show. They got the copyright of them three just like looking like giving you a preview of what's to come, basically.
Yeah, I'm surprised they got as long as they did to beat them up. It really drove home that they're heels.
And
because everybody wants to root for the three, a lot of people want to root for the three of them, especially everybody like NXT fans and like longtime wrestling fans, but they don't want you to, and like they're doing everything that they can to.
I mean, they're doing it
that.
Right. They're Bailey beating
needs to
up.
Start
they
throwing
they
a lot
killed
more
Asuka.
Middle fingers and just going a little more.
Well,
over
yeah,
the top
like they took
there.
Out Asuka backstage. They're like beating up Candace. they jumped Asuka and Alexa, then like they beat Alexa during the night. Like they really are in total control. But yeah, so Dakota and Candace LeRae had a match, and obviously, well, not
this
obviously,
match would have never happened in Vince McMahon's WWE.
I
like,
know.
I just have to remind myself of that because we're so not that far removed from
NXT or
that. Fucking out of touch.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Butthole running this company so badly, and like every week he pulls out Ricochet versus Sammy or Sammy versus AJ, and like in this case Dakota and Candace, two people who weren't even in the company when Vince McMahon was here, and they're world class wrestlers. Like they could sign and be at the top of any division that they were in the world, and they're both here, and they just pulled this match out of their ass.
And this is like definitely like a mean thing to say about my favorite chumpy chump. But Dakota really does work better when she's in a tag team and not necessarily as a singles competitor. And it's mostly because I still think she has like stage fright or something. She can't really work a crowd alone. It's a good thing Bailey's there because Bailey was the one kind of like hammering at home, like, yeah, look at her. Dakota also isn't like being as like creative and this is like her singles match,
probably,
but I'm
the
just,
biggest crowds that she's been in, though. We got to give her time to adjust to it.
She's been wrestling forever.
Well, I mean, she's been obviously in front of big crowds in like NXT takeovers.
I mean,
but
she is always
not
injured
like
too.
That not like WWE arena style crowds.
Well, you know
think.
What? No, you know, I will give like benefit of the doubt because like look at Bailey when she moved up to the main roster.
And
so.
Io, like she has been in front of crowds like this when she was in Japan. She was part of the big promotions there. So.
Io, and again, admittedly, I was not like on that bandwagon at all. Has like real like she just found her groove here.
Yeah, I mean, I've always liked you. I just didn't like
you
that
didn't like
rain
her reign
at all, especially during the time, because now we're seeing that. Oh man, that's what I was thinking too during EO's match. Is like, oh man, that best division in wrestling when NXT had the best division in wrestling, and it was their women's division. Because Kenny was hurt and they just had, oh, not even. Kenny was still here. Holy shit, that women's division was so good. And she just kept that title hostage. It was just unfair. But all of those people are going to be here now.
Yeah.
Maybe not all of them, because a few of them are gone, but oh, so many of them are on the main roster now. Yeah. It's going to be so good to see all of them wrestle with the Four Horsewomen and Bianca and the people who were in NXT before them.
Rhea hasn't even been in matches.
Right. Oh, she like, starts terrorizing this division again. Too.
Yeah, like she's not even
playing with those stupid little boys.
Oh my gosh, but she's kicking ass in like yeah. what she's doing too. Totally.
She doesn't need to stop, but whenever she's done playing with that, she can go after some gold.
Oh, definitely. I mean, especially if, like, let's say Charlotte comes back. Oh,
I can't wait for Charlotte.
Okay.
That's what SmackDown needs.
Yeah, especially, well, I don't know. I don't know.
That's what SmackDown needs.
There's so much that they can do, especially now that they have, like the golden pieces from NXT all on this roster.
Assembling.
So, backstage, so this was like when Bayley and Bianca were having their contract signing?
Yeah.
Okay,
which was. Which is good. And
so
it
good.
Just goes to show how good Bianca has gotten
on the
mic.
Yeah.
Because she was always good before, but like she is world class now.
Honestly, I was going to say like before she kind of was a little bit corny.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, like, now you can just tell that she's super comfortable.
Yeah.
And now it just, like, comes out so naturally when she's cutting her promos.
She is Cena. If not that, she's definitely becoming that because she can put on great match after great match.
Yeah.
Like, you never want to see her lose. And whenever she finally does again, it's going to be, like, disappointing.
Everyone's going to cry.
Yeah.
Children are going to, like, cry into their braid, their braid extension that their mom put in for them.
She's just great.
Bailey's really good about her promo too because she's like School of Jericho where she's not chumping out her opponent. She's still like, she's a little bit self-deprecating. Like she leans into it. Like she leans into that because she's a heel. She knows how to play it.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm always going to root for her anyway. Like, even in this feud, I'm rooting against Bianca. And even though I will sing her praises against everybody else, but when it comes to Bailey, no. But that's just my own personal bias. So while Bailey has Bianca distracted, Damage Control is backstage beating the crap out of Asuka and Alexa. To the point where they, like, I don't know, shattered Asuka's leg or something.
No, she was still standing, but she couldn't.
It's still pretty bad. Yeah, she was crying. Yeah. Alexa is, like, looking into the camera all, like, upset, like, for a really hot minute. Telling Io, she's like, yeah, like, me and you tonight. And I don't know if she was supposed to talk more, but she...
They stayed on it too long.
Yeah, that was kind of weird, huh?
And that whole part, I was just like rolling my eyes like, great. Now we get this like half-hearted Alexa in the main event because it had to have been. There was already like only an hour left in the show or something. But damn, was I wrong because that was the best match of Alexa's career.
Yeah, for sure.
I need to go back and watch it, but I don't think that I've seen Alexa
ever. That's like the best we've seen
good.
Alexa move. And
it wasn't just because of Io. Like, Io's good. And Io can, like, elevate her opponents, but Alexa looked like she was trying. There was a part where they got, like, out in the mid towards, like, the bottom. And, like, when I said, I think a couple weeks ago on here, that when Io and Asuka got in the ring, like, it looked like they pressed fast forward.
Yeah.
Or, like, they went up a gear. Like, Alexa looked like if she wasn't in that gear, she was trying to get to that gear. And this is the first time I've seen that since she's been back.
She was, like, moving. She was, like, sprightly.
Yeah.
And
taking bumps.
It looked like someone told her, if you don't turn it out this match, like, sorry, we're probably going to, like, swap someone else right now. And she's like, oh, crap. Like, I need to wake up. And she took, like, 3 shots of caffeine before that. But she's in a movie, apparently. She's, like, shooting a movie. Maybe that's why she's so sleepy lately.
Maybe. They showed her a Roxy match. And they were like, look, this is the generation behind you. See? She was like, fuck.
fun.
When actually, like, none of them are at the level that Roxy's at, but they tricked her into getting up. But damn, she looked good. She messed up her finger too. She had a picture of it on Twitter on Tuesday. But damn, like, if that's the Alexa we start getting from here on out, that's the Alexa that can compete in War Games. Yes. And that's the one that, like, people clamoring for her to be in War Games. Okay. But not if it's going to be the Alexa we've been seeing for the last 3 months.
That's what they told her. They said, if you don't turn it out this match, you don't get to be in War Games. But I don't think... I'm hoping this is a sign that we're not going to go backwards to, like, the goddess or whatever was before. Like, there's a whole other level that she can get to.
I hope they don't... If this White Rabbit thing is Bray Wyatt, I hope they don't rope her back into that.
No.
It would be really easy to, just because, like, oh, stuff hasn't really worked for her lately. But what she showed on Monday and, like, what she's shown in the past years ago, she can be a major player here, and she doesn't need to be part of Bray Wyatt stuff, especially when you already have Rhea on loan to that division right now.
True. But, yeah, it was very total, like, 180 here on... like, my energy on Alexa.
Yeah. yeah. Just, I mean, even a few minutes into that, I think it was right around that time, so it was probably, like, halfway through the match when I realized, like, okay, she's actually, like, trying here. And, yeah, again, best effort that I've seen of her. So,
like, the caffeine kicked in.
Yeah, keep that up, please.
And, but still, she lost. Yeah. Io hit, I didn't know her move is called Over the Moonsault.
I don't think it has.
Been. Oh, that's how it's labeled. But yeah, I like it. Anyway, Io won. Think Bianca. Yeah, they all get into it. Asuka comes out thinking like she's going to do something. Oh, yeah, I mean, she did. She brought out a kendo stick.
She put the shit out of Dakota.
Yeah.
Even when she's like got the numbers advantage, she's still getting chumped out. That looked like it hurt with that kendo stick.
Yeah, the kendo stick broke.
Yeah.
Yeah, but even then, like, damage control just decimated them. And we got the cool-ass copyright lasting image. Dakota, Io with their tag titles on one side of the ladder, Bailey at the top of the ladder holding Bianca's title. I'm hoping this is like just your preview. Like, this is where, well, anyway, I'm manifesting this Bailey win. Cause man, with the way that they've been just sort of dominating, they really have been dominating this division. Like, it's not just, well, yeah, just with wins as well, but also just their presence since they've arrived here. I can't see them losing yet. Like, they have to destroy all these women's dreams right now. They have to crush them. Because then we get better story coming out from them.
I don't agree. Bianca, are we going to go into our previews at this point?
I mean, we can.
Because Bianca's built different. Like,
true.
It's not like she's attacking any of the other women. This is one of the big three, which is Bianca, Raquel, and Rhea. And they're like a different breed.
Yeah.
I'd even probably throw Charlotte in there at this point. They just look like physical specimens. So her retaining against like a numbers advantage doesn't make damage control look weak, especially if she goes on to keep that belt forever. What you could do is have, especially with SmackDown being in shambles, have Bianca retain, Bailey be like, oh, fuck it. All right, well, let's hang out on SmackDown. Like, you guys have the title so we can hang out on SmackDown, and then start picking on Liv. Finally take Liv's belt a couple months down the road, or even with Survivor Series coming up, and then get a rematch with Bianca. Like, saying, look, even though you beat me, I went and got a belt and proved that I am worthy to fight you again, and then beat Bianca again when it's for, like, to unify the belt or something like that. Or something else, but I just would not take the belt off Bianca right now. The only, like, long-term storytelling, you could draw this out until WrestleMania with her and Bayley next year, but she's already beat Bayley at pay-per-view, so it's not like she'd be getting over the hump at a WrestleMania main event or anything like that, so I don't even think the story there would be big enough.
Okay, so here's where I'm going to disagree with you, because, yeah, I agree about Bianca being built different, and even, like, with the numbers not being on her side. Thing is, this is Extreme Rules. This is a ladder match. This is where I think Bayley has the advantage.
Because she's a wrestler.
Yeah. And I could totally see Bayley taking the title off of Bianca, still going over to SmackDown, and taking that title. If we're going to talk about unifying any titles, like that's why I'm saying Damage Control has to crush everyone's dreams. And that also means going over to SmackDown and just like wrecking them too. Like they're,
you,
I don't know.
You already have that with the Bloodline. That's the problem.
No, and but.
And I hate it. I'm not saying like that they're any better. I hate the Bloodline stuff, even though it's been notably better with Sammy there.
But that's the thing is like Bayley came in with her mission. She said that she gets what she wants when she wants, and now she wants that Raw women's title.
Yeah.
And that's why I think, I'm hoping anyway, it would make sense for her to take it off of Bianca, especially when she has the ladder on her side. And still, yeah, just like making everyone just recognize them and cry about it, because they are like ultimate heels. And that's, I mean, that's how I see it working out. Especially because we've had Bianca finally take down Becky. We've had like our champion. Everybody's been all nice and happy. And now it's like Empire Strikes Back, I guess. also, wild, like this would be wild prediction, but you get Becky to return because her shoulder might be okay now. She got her extensions back.
Let's say Becky
comes back and joins Damage Control. Now you have like Horsewoman 2.0. Because everybody would think like, oh, here she comes to like save Bianca, and like she's gonna be part of like Asuka, Alexa, Bianca. Yeah, imagine if Becky's just like, nah. Then they could even go over and take that title away from Ronda when she wins it at Extreme Rules.
Yeah, she's going to be doing stuff with Ronda, but she, like, if she is going to turn, especially after, like, becoming the man again right before she left, it's got to be drawn out and not, like, on her return.
I don't know.
She's got to be the man for at least a little bit before she would throw in with them. Also, I would prefer the entire division against the Four Horsewomen. So we'd have to like let Damage Control get a little bigger and then turn on her, turn on Bayley, that is. But they already did that shit with Judgment Day. And here is again why Judgment Day isn't that good, because it's a half-assed storyline
like
that they fell into.
I don't think we're going to get the Horsewomen, though. I think Sasha's done.
Yeah. I'm the one that predicted that. Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of people have already, but like, she's been in talks, but I think she's going to be Freddie Prinze Jr.'s star. She's going to be Roman Reigns.
If he were to be, like, John, if he Moxley was able to level. Nab her, he better build that entire federation around her. Not just the women's
promotion,
division.
Right.
Entire one.
She
because
is the
she
star.
Is a
she
star.
She closes the show. Her name is on the marquee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he alluded to it on his most recent show, and if that's the person that he's talking about, yes. Like,
I mean,
fully on board, but she has to be the star.
We already know that he was going to have Karrion Kross as his champion. We already know that he like really wants Bray as a part of like what he's working on. But you know what? There's nobody else that's bigger than Mercedes.
No.
And he would
and
be
her crossover appeal.
Super.
And
it would be so
her
smart.
Name. She'd be able to go to other countries and tour and
make movies and just like bring that. Yeah, no, like there's nobody bigger than her that he could get.
No.
And it would be a total, like, it would be so refreshing too, to have your woman be what's like the highlight of your
like,
show.
I mean, I think Glow is on streaming, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So they should be coming to TV soon.
Or the Wow.
Yeah, that's what it was. Wow. And they should be coming to TV soon. But if they come to TV and kind of flounder, and Freddie could come to TV with a star like Sasha, that won't flounder at
all.
Like, she's going to be.
Then you have a whole other like roster of women to pick up.
Exactly. A built-in audience to the same level that like Punk brought to AEW,
yeah,
or like any of these other bigs, like Cody brought to WWE back from AEW. Like, She's a star, and if that's what's happening, then I am excited for that.
Anyway, going back to
reality,
what's really happening? Yeah, did you watch NXT at all?
No.
A couple of highlights.
I watched a little bit, but
yeah, there's a couple of highlights.
That show's so bad.
Wendy Chu and Lash Legend fought each other. And, you know, for someone who loses all the time, Lash talks a lot of smack.
Yeah, I read a tweet that was like, why does Lash Legend gotta lose every feud? And it's like, you know why.
Come on.
She was literally in a feud with Alba Fire, who is top 10 women in the company, and Wendy Chu, who is top 10 over people in the entire company.
Yeah.
Get out of here. She's not going to win that, especially because she's not any good.
It's fine. She's fine. But yeah, Nikita and Zoe beat Toxic Attraction and be number one contenders. I hope this means Toxic Attraction gets to move up too.
And Bayley was interacting with them. So as far as like Bayley's kayfabe 2.0 kind of thing, she could have her next draftees in Toxic Attraction and Indy already.
Yeah. And then I guess I didn't watch the talk show where Roxanne and Cora like confronted one another, but I know it ended in a beatdown.
Them fighting and then what's his ass got beat up by Apollo.
That man, right? The one that hosts it.
Oh, I hate that guy.
Okay. So I haven't watched main event, but I heard that Fartwheel Fallon Henley?
Yeah.
Or Henley Fallon.
Fallon.
And the guys that she hangs out with, they appeared on main event and she fought Dana Brooke. So, hey,
oh, cool.
They might be coming around.
I don't like those guys. I do like her. She shouldn't be in with them. Are you sure it was main event and not Level Up?
I'm pretty sure it was main event.
Is Level Up still a thing?
I don't know.
Too much wrestling.
I don't know.
Because I still am far behind on women's wrestling army.
Well, we're still not. We're going to talk about AEW. Yeah. There was a 3-on-3 match. What was the point of this? Other than, hey, we have women and they're good.
Honestly, it doesn't matter. What they accomplished in this was getting Willow over.
Yeah.
Even more so.
Again,
which is good.
I don't get it, but good for everyone. Same. Who loves her.
It's good for everyone. Like good for the division, good for AEW, good for like all their fans, all of her fans. But the thing that sucks, like that might have been one of the best women's matches that AEW has put on.
Yeah.
And this is week after week since Tony's championship.
It was Athena, Willow and Tony on one team, and then you have Serena Deeb, Jamie Hayter, and Penelope Ford, who still wrestles here on the other team.
She's been on here a little bit.
I know.
Since coming back. But yeah, like this is week after week since Tony won her championship that they actually have been getting better and featuring the women and putting on good matches on TV. Tony's been involved in a lot of them, but like.
What consistency?
Right. Like. I don't know. Whatever. He's finally taking the advice and starting to build a women's division, and that's what they did. My main critique here is, since they only have one women's spot, when they all three came out, it took forever, and it looked ridiculous.
Because
like,
everyone had to show off their props.
Penelope Ford comes out with her dumb boyfriend with his dumb box and her big leather jacket and her big glasses, and then Serena Deeb comes out with her robe and her big flag, and then Jamie Hayter comes out with her stupid friends. And then they finally progress to the ring. And then Saraya, who's not even in this match, comes out. And then Willow comes out. And then Athena comes out and needs to show off her wings. And then Tony comes out and she just needs to stand there with her belt for a little while. And then they progress to the ring. And it's like, really, instead of doing that, you could have cut a little time here and then actually given us a different women's match while featuring all these women just as much. But whatever. The match
was
really
great.
Like,
and these women probably don't know when they're going to get to come out against. They're like, I will show off my props.
Right.
I will show off my partners.
Right. And that's why, like, that's my critique. And so I don't want to focus on that though, because the match was good. Again, one of my favorite women's matches that I've seen in AEW, because I thought they did a really good job of featuring everybody, getting everybody involved, and like Tony, Willow, and Athena had this one little combo where, like, Athena hit whoever was in the corner. I think it was Jamie, like, high. And then Willow hit her in the middle. And then Tony came in, like, did her little butt thing in the middle. Like, they were working really well. And then they were planting, like, Penelope has been establishing herself. So putting her in this, in the picture with these women, she looked really good in it. She was able to eat the pin. The other critique that I have is Tony still not understanding women's wrestling, like, or still not giving a shit about women's wrestling in order to take it seriously enough, because this result is going to, well, after we saw what happened, Willow wins. This is going to result in a match with her facing Jade Cargill.
Yeah.
On fucking Friday? Like, so here's the result. Either she wins that match and then they end Jade Cargill too soon.
Yeah.
Because she would be 39-1 at that point. And like, why would you stop her at a weird number that soon? Let her get to 40 or 50 or something even higher. And if they don't win that match, like, you feed her to Jade for a third time, I believe, even if not, even if I think only two of them were singles matches, which means she's never going to beat Jade for that belt. And if you had actually just developed her as a babyface, you saw the reaction she got. The time that she beat Jade for that belt, whatever place you were in would lose their fucking mind. Like, for whatever people, for she's whatever person, reason, people want to root for Willow.
She's the person to do it. She's right. Like, especially, like, the big bad. Like, the way she confronted the baddies, too.
Yeah.
Because they were, like, trying to, like, step up to her. Like, no, you don't get to talk to Jade. And then she, like, shoved them. She's like, I'm talking now. Like, she took it back.
And, like, if you're not going to do it with Jamie and you, like, don't get to do it with Chris because she's gone, who is ever going to beat Jade? And, again, like, at this point, you're not building a storyline for her to do it if you're rushing them into this card on Battle of the Belts because, oh, hey, like, we just have two popular women we can throw in a match together.
Yeah.
Whatever result of this isn't going to work for either of these women as good as it could have been or for this division as good as it could have been.
Well, I still think, like, if they were to have Willow win against Jade this weekend, I mean, I don't know, is that also their season premiere? Like, what a way to kick it off.
No, I don't think they really.
It'd be totally unexpected, but you know what? I think it could still work. Just because, I don't know, this whole.
I think that's
awesome. I think we're running its course with Jade.
End up happening.
Yeah. Well, and with the Jade story can anyway.
Get the belt back from her, like, right away. But then at least, like, Willow gets that one who beat her.
Yeah.
And the one who ended that streak. And she gets that shine.
Even if
so
it's...
really, that's where I believe you could it's even going. Have, but it could have been so much... It could have been such a bigger moment.
You could have had... Yeah, but you know what? Like, I think if you build up a feud with them two, you can still get that. Because Willow is still pretty new. So then you get to see her develop even more. Even if she wins this title and, like, I don't know, let's say she loses it, you can still keep her in that feud. I would really like it if she were to beat Jade at a rando 39-1. Like,
because then it'd be unexpected.
Because then Will could just be like, you couldn't even make it to 40. Like, you didn't do it. I didn't let you. I don't know. I still think there's, like, a lot to explore there. And It could work if you care and, you know, like, think the long term and do it creatively. It could really work, but I don't know. I have a feeling she's just going to get squashed.
I really hope not. And also, like, Jade with a chip on her shoulder and not being comfortable with a belt.
Yeah.
And a hunt for the main title. Is really
that'd be cool to see
something that I'm interested in,
especially because she has her baddies
with
her too. As going up against, even like going up against Britt, with maybe them like fighting over number one contendership, that'd be cool.
Yeah, like she'd have a road to climb and then finally like get to Tony or whoever's a champ there.
Wow, so many options. It can go so many different ways because you really haven't done anything with them to begin with. Blank slate.
I mean, I got a bone to pick. I didn't really see the segment, but calling Tony the best women's division, the best
Tony Storm.
Women champ that this division has. Like, eat so much shit. Thunder Rosa is so fucking good. And this company has treated her like shit since day fucking one. Yeah,
don't tell us you're the best women's division.
She didn't say that. Soraya was the one that said, Tony Storm, are you the best women's division? Or the best champion this division's ever... the best champion this division has ever had. Like, okay, you got here a week ago. This company didn't come into... existence a week ago. Sorry about it, but Thunder Rosa was a whole champion for a long time.
You gotta fake it till you make it, I guess. And I mean, like, fake the believability that this is like one of the best women's divisions, but it's not. But we're still watching it. Whatever, I don't care.
It's on.
Okay, so I guess we'll get into like official predictions now for Extreme Rules. We already talked about Bayley Bianca. Are you still thinking Bianca's gonna retain?
Hoping Bianca's gonna be a champ, and I will say yes.
Well, I'm hoping Bayley takes it off of her. So that's my guess. Liv and Ronda. I can't see Ronda not winning unless like Liv knocks her out with like the ring announce or the ring bell.
It's gonna be some sort of bullshit like that because like. Yeah, I think Liv's going to win.
Because Liv's going to be like, I beat Ronda 3 times.
Yeah. Charlotte.
Wait, what do they have a stipulation? What's theirs?
It's the Extreme Rules.
It's just an Extreme Rules match. So it's
probably going to be the main event for some reason.
Liv's going to stab Ronda.
That's how she wins.
That's how she wins.
Yeah, I see both people retaining. I need to look at the card again, I guess, to see if there's any other championship matches that could potentially change hands. But
also, nobody lost at the last, or all the champions won at the last pay-per-view, didn't they?
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's got to be a title change somewhere along the road.
Doesn't have to be balanced.
I think we're going to get one when, I think Sheamus is going to beat Gunther on Friday. That's neither here nor there, but that's going to be a big title change. I think Seth Rollins is going to win on Monday, too. So we're going to have to... Yeah, I'm going to say both people retain.
Okay. Well...
Unfortunately, because I think Ronda would be the better person to...
I think...
fight with Charlotte when she comes back and to keep that division afloat.
I think Liv is going to stay champ as well. By stabbing Ronda.
She's gonna shoot her. She's gonna pull the old Arn Anderson special.
What? That happened?
Yeah, his dumbass like said he was gonna shoot somebody.
Oh.
At some point.
Oh.
Yeah. Four
horsemen. I was thinking more like four horsewomen
are you don't know much about the Four Horsemen and like the less you know, the better. The Four Horsemen suck. The Four Horsewomen are so much better than them.
I was thinking maybe like Liv throws Ronda through some random glass window and that's what she like takes to her where they're like, all right, we got to take Ronda to the hospital. Like, I guess Liv wins. And yeah, those are probably the only two matches this weekend, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, Battle of the Belts. You think Willow's going to win?
Yeah.
I do too.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, and I was going to say too about Liv retaining because I kind of want to see Ronda and Shayna be a tag team.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to say. Okay. We watched the Shawn Michaels and Razor Ramon ladder match. I hope we get glimpses of that in this ladder match this weekend. But there's a couple more that I want to watch, and that would be Bianca and War Games, just so we can kind of revisit that extreme side of her. So we're going to go do that. And you go watch some more women's wrestling.
Hope you enjoyed this episode. Please give us a 5-star rating, leave a review, subscribe or follow, and share with your friends who love wrestling. Also, you can click on the link in the description to leave us a voice message, but not like any creepy ones. Okay, fine, a little creepy, but tone it down.